Hour number two here. Hey, thanks for being with us on this Thursday. I'm Leah Hansen. This is Open Line Talk. And we're happy to be here. We're happy to talk to you. We're happy to have a conversation, whether through social media or on our phones at 519-792-2559, 519-792-CKLW. Bell Mobility, pound 800. You can text 10800 as well if you want to get in on the conversation. I absolutely love this next story, and I want to get your views on it. We're picking on smokers. We're picking on smokers right now. So if you're a smoker, you might not be happy. You might not be happy. But there is a company in Japan that is now offering its non-smoking workers an extra 6 days off a year in vacation. You get an extra 6 days off a year to offset the amount of time those who smoked took during their cigarette breaks. So there's a marketing firm in Tokyo that decided to make the change after non-smoking workers complained that they were working more hours than their smoking counterparts. And the CEO of the company says, "I hope to encourage employees to quit smoking through incentives rather than penalties or coercion," which I like. I like the idea. Since the new policy was put in place, no less than 30 of the 120 workers have taken up the extra days off and encouraged 4 to give up smoking. Now, if you're still smoking, is that something that you would do? And if you're a non-smoker, you're like, hell yes. People that smoke where I work are going out for cigarette breaks all the time, and I'm sick of it. And nobody says anything about the extra time that they take off by, if you're in a big building, walking to the outdoors, you know, lighting up their cigarette, standing out there. I mean, how long does the average smoke break take? And when it comes to the lost time associated with people going out and taking smoking breaks, it does work out to about 6 days a year. That's in keeping with a lot of the statistics that are available out there. So some of these people are saying, I totally should be compensated as well. It shouldn't be punitive for the people who are doing the extra work too. Right? So I want to find out if it's something that you would say, I wish my company would offer this. Now, along with that, I think that it's fair to say that there should be some companies out there that can do what they can to try to help people kick the habit, to help people quit smoking. And maybe it's not the time off, but time equals money in many, many cases. You get an extra 6 days off vacation. Maybe you'd rather say, if they talked to me and said, I got an extra 6 days pay, what would do it for you? And should people who don't smoke get some kind of compensation? Or that people who do, I mean, as a company, should you even have to provide breaks for people to go out and smoke? You want to have a cigarette? A lot of places don't, I don't think. You want to go out and have a smoke, wait until it's your lunch, and then go out and have a smoke, but you can't smoke until it's your lunchtime, or whatever the case may be. So I want to find out what you think about it. 519-792-2559. We're only going to talk about this for a little bit, but I think this is a great idea. I think it also is an incentive for people to think about giving up smoking, but it also says to people who don't smoke, hey, yes, we recognize that you're working longer than people who are going out for cigarette breaks. Love this idea. What do you think of it? 519-792-2559.
Carpe diem, Latin for seize the road, embodies what the Alfa Romeo Q4 all-wheel drive system stands for. When you get behind the wheel of the Stelvio SUV or Giulia Sports Sedan, every roadway, from racetracks to snow tracks should be approached with an unwavering confidence that only a century of racing heritage provides. Visit alfaromeo.ca to book a test drive.
There are big deals on groceries this week because FreshCo's big deal sale is back. Now until Wednesday, FreshCo has pork back ribs and pork tenderloin, each on for just $3 a pound. And you'll find even more big deals all over the store, all price match guaranteed. So hurry in. Pork back ribs and tenderloins for just $3 a pound won't last long. After all, it's a big deal. FreshCo, lowering food prices. See flyer or FreshCo.com for details.
Hey, let's take a look at the weather brought to you by DS60 Roofing and Siding, offering a wide range of residential and commercial services, and it's not clean unless it's Bonnie Clean. 519-979-6827. So clouds out there, rain out there, and it's going to be windy this afternoon with a high of 9. Rain ending before morning, cloudy with a low of 3. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon. The temperature steady near 4. We have 5 right now, or 41 Fahrenheit.
Here's Barbara Pierce Marshall with an electrical safety tip from Enwin.
We're all partners when a storm takes out the power. Enwin's job is to restore the power and help keep you safe. We'll let you know if we spot any damage to your outside service connections. If there is damage, you may need to call for a qualified electrician and a safety inspection so we know it's safe to restore your service. Let's stay safe this season. The true power lies in working together.
This holiday season, too many children in Windsor, Essex will find no gifts under the tree. The Windsor Firefighter Benefit Fund is changing this with Sparky's Toy Drive. Now it's even easier to donate with drop-off locations at Canadian Tire stores in Windsor, Essex, Amherstburg, and Leamington. And with Canadian Tire's amazing selection of toys, you can buy the perfect one to donate. Find the holiday spirit with Sparky's and celebrate the season with Canadian Tire's huge selection of lights, trees, and decor.
These are the days we've been waiting for. On days like these, who could ask for more? Keep on coming, cause we're not done yet. These are the days we won't regret. These are the days we won't forget. These are the days we've been waiting for. Rattle the cage and
sing. Welcome back here to Open Line Talk on AM 800. So when I'm talking about this marketing company in Tokyo deciding to follow some of the recommendations of suggestion boxes placed throughout the company, one of the things that was dropped in the suggestion box is the idea that if you don't smoke, you should get some extra time off. And so that's exactly what the company did. After watching coworkers take multiple smoke breaks during the working hours, one employee complained that their regular absence disrupted productivity. The company responded by giving non-smoking employees an additional 6 days of paid vacation time. Now, if that sounds like a lot, you can consider this, that every year, smoking-related illnesses cost over $156 billion in lost productivity, including $5.6 billion as a result of secondhand smoke exposure. Not everybody feels the same way about it. But there have been a number of different surveys done regarding smoking at work and the fairness of allowing employees to go out for smoke breaks. And it's really mixed on how people feel about the issue. While the average smoker takes roughly 6 days of smoke breaks every year, time wasted on smoke breaks fluctuated greatly for North Americans in various industries. Americans in technology, wholesale and retail, and finance and insurance spent more than an hour and 20 minutes each day on smoke breaks at work. Now, those who are smoking could argue that there are people wasting time. Those aren't going out and smoking. They could be wasting time on their computers. They could be buying stuff on Amazon while they're not going out and actually smoking. Who's tracking what kind of time they're wasting? I get that. I get that too. Those breaks equated to over 40 hours a month and more than 20 days each year for each industry. Jobs in those industries are often among the most stressful in other industry. Others taking smoke breaks for more than 1 hour each day included transportation and warehousing, arts, entertainment, recreation, information services, data processing, hotel, food services, and hospitality, and medical and health care. Like, come on. So, yes, I absolutely love this idea. Sorry, smokers. Hey, and I used to smoke, so I'm just saying. You know what? If you are going out and smoking and wasting that time, yeah, as a company, I think maybe I'd be happy to say to the employees out there who aren't smoking, you're getting the time off. You are getting the time off. Somebody says, I love this idea. I worked in a restaurant about 5 years. I didn't smoke and never got a break. I would literally work 7 or 8 hours straight without a break because it was just so busy. But the smokers would take breaks all the time, and I'd have to watch their tables when they went out. I didn't think taking up smoking was a good idea just to get a break. Somebody says, I wouldn't work for a company like that. Why not? It's a great idea. It's a great idea. Somebody says, we're at it with the smoking policy. Can we do the same for those that lock up their smartphones at work? As I text this in my cell, in their like little cell cubicle while working. Very true too, right? There's got to be lost productivity from people sitting on their phones as well. But the smoking one's a big one. That's 6 days a year that you're literally out smoking. So if you do smoke, what is it like for you? Are you able to go out and have smoke breaks once an hour? Like what are you allowed to do? What aren't you allowed to do? I'd be curious to know what some employers allow and not. I would think more than not, there would be a lot of employers who would say you are only entitled to go out and have a cigarette when it's on your official break. And I think that's fair enough. So when you hear that people waste 6 days a year going out and smoking, that's a lot of smoke time. That's a lot of smoke breaks and over an hour a day. You might work in a company where nobody is really keeping track so you can get out. But I love this idea of saying to workers who don't smoke, we're giving you what amounts to over a week of extra vacation time. And to those that are still smoking and going out and wasting their personal time smoking, well, you've got some changes that you need to make in order to get in on this incentive that we're offering. A great idea. And it's not punishing people who smoke. It's saying to them, if you want to quit, you can join the ranks of the non-smokers and get the extra time off. And since this new policy was put in place, no less than 30 of 120 workers have taken the extra days off and encouraged 4 to give up their smoking. Well, wouldn't you want to do that? I love the idea. We'll be back with more here on AM 800.
You live in a smart world. You have a smartphone. You watch a smart TV. And your house is smarter than ever. But do you know who's behind your world of smart? Every year, thousands of Ontario College graduates enter the modern workforce, helping to innovate, invent, and inspire. A smart world requires a smart education. Get one at an Ontario college. Find out more at smarteducation.college.
Bedroom Depot, we're great in beds. Day beds, bunk beds, bed in a box, and adjustable beds, plus gel memory foam mattresses on sale now. Bedroom Depot voted the number one mattress store in Windsor. And for local news, weather, and sports, go to am800cklw.com.
We take a look at the weather now, brought to you by Valor Gas Fireplaces, available at Patio Palace. Even if the power is out, Valor Gas Fireplaces, stay on. Upgrade your old fireplace at Patio Palace, Howard, just north of EC Row Expressway. Well, we have cloudy conditions out there right now. A little bit of rain in the area, too, and it is going to stay with us for much of the day. It's going to be windy as well. The high is 9. We're back into at least what I'm reading on our forecast. Just cloudy again. So it's supposed to come. The rain is supposed to come. Tonight, the overnight low is 3. Tomorrow, we start off cloudy and then a mix of sun and cloud by the afternoon. And we have a high of 4. We have 6 right now. 6 or 43.
Planning a kitchen reno? Before you start, you want to tune in to Experts on Call this Saturday at 11 a.m. with WHG Cabinets by Warehouse Guys. Join Tarek Balbaki, owner of WHG Cabinets. They've been around for 17 years, specializing in kitchen renovations, cabinetry, and mattresses. If you're planning a kitchen reno now or in the near future, tune in for a huge exclusive offer only for AM 800 listeners. That's this Saturday with WHG Cabinets, beginning at 11 a.m. on Experts on Call.
The holidays are a time for giving, but also to treat yourself. Right now, enjoy any size premium roast coffee for just $1 plus tax, or any small latte for just $2 plus tax. Only at McDonald's McCafe, now through December 8th. At participating McDonald's in Canada, see in restaurant for details.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night, let's live it.
Welcome back here on AM 800. I'm Leah Hansen, and there's another story that's related to smoking that I wanted to share with you. Earlier this week, we had the American Medical Association. It deals with smoking in a sense, really vaping more than anything. But the American Medical Association this week called on a total ban on all e-cigarette and vaping products that are not approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration as smoking cessation tools. The AMA is urging regulators and legislators at the state and local levels to ban the sale and distribution of all e-cigarette and vaping products and stipulates that those products should only be made available by subscription. And that information is on the heels of a new story about a young person out of London. There's a newly published article that says an Ontario teenager's brush with death due to a lung disease highlights exactly how little the medical community knows about the effects of vaping. This is someone who was a teenager who had only been vaping for a short period of time and got, I say, close to death or was deathly ill. Have a listen to this report.
There was no other cause, no infectious cause. The only issue that was identified was that the individual vaped e-cigarettes.
It's not known how e-cigarettes are causing this lung damage that's emerging in North America. But public health officials are clearly worried because Canadian studies show that vaping among the young is on the rise. This even though laws forbid sales of vaping products to those under 18.
Vapor products are not just being used outside on school property, but it's happening inside school classrooms, washrooms, and on school buses.
This impressive haul of vaping products was confiscated from children on school property in Ottawa.
We do even have one in here that was taken off a 12-year-old. They found it.
Many start with flavored vaping products like bubblegum and cotton candy. Some move on to nicotine, where they become addicted. Ottawa's public health officer has called for a national ban on these flavored products.
We want to try to make sure that people have the information they need to make informed decisions and the regulations in place to protect youth.
The federal health minister says new rules are in the works.
I want to make sure that we have the best regulations in the world when it comes to vaping.
But tomorrow, 8 national health organizations will demand that Ottawa take immediate action on vaping. The Ontario teen, meanwhile, is recovering. Lisa?
All right. Well, there you have it. I'm telling you right now, though, if I had a teen or somebody in my family and I knew they were vaping, given all the information and some of the deaths and some of the, you know, issues that people not only in the U.S. but in Canada are now having, especially young people, I would be putting my foot down. Now, I know you can't keep track of everything that your kids do, but when we're having to do double lung transplants on young people because they've been vaping for a short period of time, something needs to change. I would totally agree with that. Vaping, obviously, is something that's seen with younger people, younger generations, and it's just terrible what's happening to some of these kids. And kid yourself not, the makers of maybe some of the flavored vape products out there, they don't care about the health of your kids. They only care about making money. And this young kid, I say young kid, he was a teenager, was only vaping for about 5 months, of course. And they tried everything to get him back in good physical health. Took him a while to do it. He was ultimately put on a ventilator, and he was transferred to Toronto, where some other medical professionals took over his care. So I don't know what you say, but it's definitely a sit down with your kids if they're vaping and you're not aware of it. We'll be back with so much more. Keep listening and join the conversation on Open Line Talk on AM 800.
It's 10:30 from the AM 800 News Center. Your number one news source in Windsor, Essex. An information update with Rusty Thompson.
Two Tecumseh men have been charged after a bizarre shooting incident in Lambton County. Provincial police were called Sunday afternoon about people firing a weapon from a vehicle. A car with two people inside was located and a shotgun recovered. A 27-year-old and 24-year-old man face weapons and impaired driving charges. A major moment has been reached in the construction of the Dougal Avenue CN Rail pedestrian underpass. Since late August, work has been underway on Dougal Avenue near Olette Place for the construction of a bike and pedestrian path along with intersection improvements. This weekend, South Cameron Boulevard and the CN tracks will be closed as the tunnel-like underpass is installed. General Motors is recalling over 640,000 pickup trucks worldwide. It's because hot gas from a high-tech seatbelt can set the carpeting on fire. That recall covers certain 2019 and 2020 Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra 1500 trucks. And Fiat Chrysler is recalling almost 700,000 SUVs worldwide to fix a problem that can cause the engines to stall. That recall covers certain 2001 to 2013 Jeep Grand Cherokees and Dodge Durangos. Details on these and other stories coming up at 11. Your forecast is next.
When you're the builder, you're responsible. And not just for your people, but for all your trades you contract out to as well. If I deliver a James Sylvester Enterprises building and something's wrong with, say, the electrical work, do you think the client's going to say, oh, well, that's not Sylvester's fault, that's his contractor? Heck no. The whole building is my responsibility, and I like it that way. But that means I have to work with contractors who hold to the same standards I do. Guys who can deliver excellence every time. No excuses. That's why I've worked with Encore Mechanical for the last 14 years. These guys are the best plumbing and heating guys in the area, bar none, for both commercial and home systems. And believe me, I went through about a dozen of not-so-good plumbing and heating guys before I got to them. So this is my way of saying thanks to Encore Mechanical, and to do you listeners the favor of recommending them to you. I'm Jeff Sylvester with James Sylvester Enterprises, and I'm proud to partner with Encore Mechanical.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by Coral Medical Health Spa and Dermalogica, providing the best in age prevention services, day spa services, and medical cosmetic treatments available. Visit coralspa.com.
Now the latest forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. A mainly cloudy sky today. Rain beginning early this afternoon. A south wind gusting up to 50 kilometers an hour. The high near 9. We're going to see rain tonight ending overnight, then cloudy. A west wind gusting to 60 kilometers an hour. The low dropping to 3. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud. The temperature steady near plus 4 with cloudy periods Friday night. The low dipping to minus 3. Right now in Windsor, it's 6 degrees. That's 43 Fahrenheit. I'm Rusty Thompson. For more on these and other stories, visit am800cklw.com.
So what do you think?
Let's have it.
Call 519-792-CKLW.
That's 519-792-2559.
Tell you something.
Hey, welcome back. Some startling but maybe not unexpected news about how prepared Canadians are for retirement. A new survey from Sun Life Financial says almost half of Canadians working today are afraid they might outlive their retirement savings and believe they'll still be working at the age of 66. Now, for 65 has generally been the traditional retirement age in Canada. It's when people can apply for retirement benefits such as Canada Pension Plan and Old Age Security. But for years now, the average retirement age in Canada is slowly starting to increase. So I want to find out a little bit about what's going on here and find out some of the reasons. Is it all based strictly on financial considerations? Joining us to talk about the survey and some of the results is Tom Reed, and Tom is the Senior Vice President of Group Retirement Services at Sun Life, and we're happy to have him along with us this morning. Hey, Tom, thanks for being with us. How are you on this Thursday?
I'm terrific, Leah. How are you doing?
I am good. So let's talk about the survey. I said startling, but maybe not unexpected. And I think there have been other surveys who have kind of suggested some of the same things. Many people have started saving for retirement too late. Many haven't saved anything at all. Many envision a retirement where they're continuing to work because they don't have the money. Tell us about your survey and what you found.
Well, I think there's so much in it. I think, first off, we kind of would look at this as a bit of a clarion call for Canadians. So if you find yourself in that category of being worried that you're going to outlive your savings, or you're concerned that you'll have a frugal retirement, it's never too late to start saving, and it's never too late to sit down with a trusted advisor who can help walk you through the complicated arithmetic around retirement savings. I think there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty, and an advisor can help you reduce that uncertainty and therefore reduce the stress that people have around their financial affairs. So that's for starters. Leah, I'd also say, you know, the retirement age is creeping up, but people are living longer. So over the last couple of decades, you know, the longevity in Canada has been improving by about 1 year per decade. So a 65-year-old today can expect to live, a male, about 23, 24 years, and a female, 25 years. You know, that's an improvement by 4 years over what they might have expected in the 1960s. So later retirement age makes sense when you think people are going to live longer.
So when we look at the core reasons, though, it's because of that extra years that we're going to be living, and the fact that we're not planning for those extra 4 years, is the idea that we may run out of money by the time we get there, and then the last years of our lives we may have very little or nothing at all saved or put aside.
Right, and I think part of that uncertainty is you don't know how long you're going to live. It's, you know, you can save all the money that you can, but you don't have certainty about how long you're going to live, and so that creates some uncertainty for a lot of Canadians. I think one of the most startling things coming out of the survey is that 75% of working Canadians don't have a financial plan. So it's kind of hard to envision the end of the journey if you don't know how you're going to get there, right? So if you want retirement and you want to replace, say, 50% of your income in retirement, you need a plan. You know, you're not just going to show up at age 65 or 67 and it's magically going to appear in your doorstep or in your bank account. So I think sitting down and writing out a plan is a huge first step. The other thing that we've observed and we reflect on in the survey is not enough Canadians are taking advantage of workplace savings plans. So, and we see this across our entire business. The Canadians, on average, we get about 65% participation in our workplace savings plans, and even among those that are in the plan, they're not always contributing as much as they can to get all of the employer matching contributions they could. So this is a huge source of untapped retirement savings that, you know, if people just got into the plan and contributed more, employers would be ponying up a lot more money to help them save for retirement. So there's lots of opportunity to improve it. We just got to get Canadians on the right path.
So, you know, there's got to be some room here to talk a little bit about the number of people out there who really are just living paycheck to paycheck and are like, I can't even think about retirement. I'm basically just living day to day, Tom. Like, there's some of that out there, too. There's a certain group of the population that is like, I can't think about retirement. Like, I have nothing. I'm relying on the government to look after me down the road.
Well, for people that are earning in the $40,000 to $50,000 and below, you know, that there's no question that no matter where you live in Canada, there's going to be financial stress day to day. The helpful news is that at the end of their journey, when they retire, you know, the combination of Canada Pension Plan, old age security, and guaranteed income supplement will actually give them a pretty good income replacement in retirement. So, you know, you can't solve for the fact that they're earning a wage below the Canadian average, but at least the government programs will be there as a really strong foundation for their retirement. You know, for a lot of, you know, middle-income Canadians, people may be making, say, $75,000 to $150,000 a year. That's the group that's not saving enough for retirement because government programs won't provide enough for them down the road. And if they don't start planning early, you know, they're going to have a bit of a rude awakening in retirement because they'll have a decline in their lifestyle. So, but there's salvation at hand, right? They can do something about it now. Even if they're in their 50s, they've got lots of runway to start accumulating a bit of a nest egg, hopefully managing down debt so we're not, you know, holding debt or significant debt into retirement. And they can still make for at least a much better retirement outcome than they otherwise would enjoy without a plan.
Yeah, and Canadians right now are carrying a ton of personal debt, are we not? All of the information out there is suggesting that we really need to get our personal financial houses in order.
We do. It's a real emerging concern. It's been emerging for several years, but it, you know, recent studies have shown it's on the increase again, and it is concerning because, you know, your income in retirement will be declining, and if you're carrying debt into retirement, you know, your ability to service that debt is going to be declining as well. So, you know, it's a convergence of things. You know, too much debt and not enough saving for retirement, and it can create a bad outcome. And I don't want to create, you know, a picture of gloom and doom. I think get into your workplace savings plan because they are low cost, the fees are very low across the industry, and start saving through that, and sit down with a trusted advisor. You know, they can really help reduce the uncertainty and just give you a much clearer picture of what it will look like for me when I hit 65, 67, 68, whatever your target date might be.
Yeah, and some of it, on one hand, it can be very sobering information when you look at the numbers and go, oh my God, I'm screwed. But on the other hand, you might be pleasantly surprised and go, oh, I think I might be okay.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think that's the benefit of a plan. You know, because the opposite of a plan is chaos, right? So,
yep.
So, you know, and that's going to create uncertainty. It's going to create stress. You know, and we in our business, we've identified a strong correlation between, you know, financial stress and mental stress and physical stress. And so, you know, it can snowball. I think start, you know, put the pin in and start with better financial management, and I think you're on a path to first a better retirement outcome, but just reducing the overall stress that you have in your life. You may have to start to curb some expenditures and maybe live a little more frugally in the short term, but I think in the long term it'll pay off with a better retirement and just a better outlook on what the rest of your life is going to look like.
Well, thank you so much for sharing the information today, and you're right. I love that statement you made about in absence of a plan, it's chaos. And down the road when you're trying to figure out how you're going to survive the remaining years of your life in some cases. You don't want to be having to face that chaos and have your blood pressure go up, and then you're you know, following a path of self-destruction and perhaps some remorse because you didn't do the right thing and try to sit down with somebody. Even if you don't have a lot to spare, you still have to try to put something away.
Absolutely, and hopefully this this information gets a few Canadians, or maybe more than a few, to take a first step today. So.
Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate your knowledge on the issue. Thank you very much, Tom.
Thanks for having me, Leah.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. That is Tom Reed. He is a Senior Vice President of Group Retirement Services at Sun Life. And here's the other aspect of it, too. When we look at the survey saying half of Canadians expect to be working full-time at the age of 66, for me, I don't want to be working full-time. But I still like the idea of working at least part-time, and I think part of the reason is that maybe not so much for the financial aspect of it, at least for me. I hope I'm going to be lucky enough, or I'll use that extra money, if you will, to do something like pay for a hobby, but also to keep your brain active and your body active. The whole move it or lose it kind of thing is something I think about. When we come back, we'll get Joe's reaction to this and ask you, I mean, how old are you in retirement? Are you still working? Are you like, yeah, I'm full-time? And if you're not and you're looking down the road, have you done anything to plan? You might be in your 30s or 40s and you're like, I'm not doing anything. I better get with it. So what are you doing? I don't want to pay for you. I don't want to pay for people that don't have any planning. I don't. And many others don't either. 519-792-2559.
This holiday season, too many children in Windsor, Essex will find no gifts under the tree. The Windsor Firefighter Benefit Fund is changing this with Sparky's Toy Drive. Now it's even easier to donate with drop-off locations at Canadian Tire stores in Windsor, Essex, Amherstburg, and Leamington. And with Canadian Tire's amazing selection of toys, you can buy the perfect one to donate. Find the holiday spirit with Sparky's and celebrate the season with Canadian Tire's huge selection of lights, trees, and decor.
Got your Journey Rewards card from Pioneer yet?
Got it.
Got a CIBC debit or credit card?
Got both.
Then you can get up to 10 cents a liter off gas.
Get out.
Yep. With Journey Rewards, CIBC cardholders get 3 cents a liter off every fuel purchase. Combine that with the savings you'll earn as you collect Journey Rewards points, and you could be saving 10 cents a liter in no time.
Whoa.
Get started today at journie.ca. Got it?
Got it.
Journey Rewards. It's good to get. At participating stations, terms and conditions apply.
AM 800 weather brought to you by Forest Lake Fireplaces. Stay warm this winter with your number one Napoleon dealer. See their new bigger store at the same location in Windsor, forestlakefireplaces.com. Cloudy with rain beginning this afternoon, a windy high of 9. Rain ending before morning tonight, a low of 3 tomorrow. Cloudy with a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon, the temperature holding steady near 4. Right now, we have 6 or 43 Fahrenheit.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like Sponsor Jobs, which increase the visibility of your post and search results to help the best candidates find you faster. We also give you the Pigeon of Perception, who only coos when you find the perfect candidate, or when he's hungry. Okay, no pigeon then, but Sponsor Jobs for sure.
Independent research by TalentNest shows Indeed provides 7 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Visit Indeed.com/save50 and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
On now at Lexus of Windsor. Lease the all-new 2020 Lexus RX 350 for only $248 bi-weekly at 2.9% APR. 40-month term with delivery credits up to $2,000. $69.69 due at signing. Or lease the 2020 Lexus IS 300 AWD for just $198 bi-weekly for 40 months at 1.9% with 2,000 in credits. 5037 due at signing. Offers end December 2nd. Lexus of Windsor, a proud member of the Raffi Auto Group. Visit their showroom at 9379 Tecumseh Road East.
Julie? Hi, I'm Max.
Are you the pizza guy?
Me? No, I'm a professional dream coach. Say, how would your Friday night change if you won Friday's Lotomax jackpot of an estimated $40 million?
I'd plan a little getaway.
Little?
Okay, a huge getaway. I'll travel the world, learning dances like the samba, the can-can, ooh, even break dancing.
Yes, the world is your dance floor. Friday's Lotomax jackpot is an estimated $40 million. Withdraws Tuesdays and Fridays, you can dream to the max.
At Lowe's, we have everything you need for your renos, for less.
My dream kitchen has a stainless steel sink with a touchless faucet, a six-burner stove, and a robot chef who cooks for my in-laws when they show up unannounced.
Well, just about everything. Until Monday, it's pre-Black Friday at Lowe's. Save 15 to 20% when you spend $100 or more. Plus, with Price Match, get an extra 10% off if you find a lower price. Conditions apply. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
Carling Lager and Keystone Light now come in 30 packs. That's right, 30 cans of beer for just $46.95. Available at the beer store. Must be 19 and over.
Walmart knows diabetes. If you have questions about managing your blood sugar, risk factors, or diabetes medications, ask your Walmart pharmacist. This message is brought to you by Sandoz.
Ram trucks are for the doers, those determined to go the distance, the ones that don't quit halfway, that go all out. Right now, during the All Out Clear Out event, you get 25% off MSRP with up to $17,650 in total discounts on select 2019 Ram 1500 Classic models. There's never been a better time to get behind the wheel of a Ram. Talk to your Ram dealer for details.
Planet Fitness just opened near you. To celebrate, get started at our judgment-free zone for just $1 down and then $10 a month. You'll get brand new cardio and strength equipment, plus free fitness training and a totally friendly staff. This offer won't last. It's just $1 down and then $10 a month. Start today at our new location or at planetfitness.ca. Planet Fitness, the judgment-free zone. Come join the new Planet Fitness at 7155 Enterprise Way. Offer ends December 2nd.
Taxes and $39 annual fee extra. Age and minority only. Only new home club memberships only. Participating locations only. See club for details.
You can stream AM 800 CKLW from anywhere on the new enhanced iHeartRadio app.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
Let's go!
Available on Android and iOS.
So a new survey out there by Sun Life Financial suggesting that nearly half of Canadians, when they asked them, they did a survey, nearly half of Canadians expect to still be working full-time at the age of 66. Full-time. That seems frightening to me. And they have suggested that you need to do some planning, people. Whether you want to or not, you got to do it. Are you still working? What is your plan? Do you have a plan? Have you sat down and said, yeah, I got to sit down and talk to somebody about this? And you keep talking about it, but you don't do it? Or are you working full-time or part-time into your retirement because it's something you want to do? You just want to do it. 519-792-2559. Joe is with us. Hey, Joe.
Hey, that's my goal, is to work because I want to work, not because I have to work. And as for your speaker, thumbs up, two thumbs up. Don Cherry, awesome. Great idea. If I would have known that back in my 30s, what I know today, close to my 60s, man, I'd have a heck of a nest egg set aside. But then again, as you're growing, as a young man growing into an old guy like me, you realize that the people that have been advising you were correct and that you're not indestructible. And therefore, you and your spouse, your significant other, really need to start to take care of yourselves. My plan is to be done in another 3 years if everything works out correctly. Got a line of credit on the house. Credit cards are all manageable. Both vehicles are paid off. And like the man said, if you carry your debt into retirement, heaven help you. Then you'd be in a situation where you have to work. And I want to be in a situation where I want to work. And the same reasons you brought out, keep your mind alert, keep your body as best as you can, et cetera, et cetera. But I tell you, somebody who's on this radio and listening, I'm 100% behind some form of management plan, be it with a can of savings bonds. If you're fortunate enough, and we're not, or I'm not, with management having a shared pension plan, then you got to do it on your own. It's going to hurt, but if you take it off at the when you first get your check, automatic debit, you won't even notice it.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's funny how, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, and when you're young and you're thinking, I don't need to worry about it, you know? And
yeah,
then you get to a certain point and you're like, oh my God, I better start worrying about it.
Exactly. Right? I'm not going to belay the point, but if you're a young adult entering the workforce, start a pension plan on your own. If your work has one, fantastic, go for it. But if they don't, it's all on your back. mean, I got a thing the other day from Canada Pension. If I collect my pension tomorrow, I get nothing. If I collect my pension at age 60, it's 300 something. 65, it jumps up to 7 or whatever. But the point being is, right now, we can afford to give a pension out to Canadians. Is it always going to be there? That's my concern. That's why we went into a plan for us to save money for the future.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much. Some sound advice. And Joe's really the basic premise of Joe's comments are you have to do something for yourself. You really do. Do I think we need to continue to try to teach young people about finances and what a financial picture looks like long term? All day long. I mean, I've said it for years and we're apparently starting to, if we haven't, as part of the curriculum in school. But totally sound advice. David is with us. Hi, David.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
It's virtually impossible to save today if you think about it, because when you get your check, you're taxed, and then you're taxed on every single little thing you buy. And if you're a homeowner with a vehicle and some kids, then you can pretty much not be saving anything.
Well, there's no question we have a high taxation rate in this country, and it seems like we're taxed. Items are taxed and taxed over again.
Yes.
But, you know, there's got to be a way to put a little bit, aside. At the end of the day, you can't rely on your kids to look after you, and you can't rely on other Canadians to do the same for you. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's got to play their part.
Yeah, so maybe if you put away so much money every check like I do, then I guess it'll help you in the end.
Yeah, and it's got to be, thank you so much, it's got to be even a little bit. Even if you're, like, barely making ends meet, it makes sense to go, okay, where can I cut? Can I put $5 a week away? Can I put, like, it all adds up and starts to compound. But, you know, it's just something we all need to be aware of, and not easy. It is not easy. So, especially when people are driving. And I'm not suggesting it's David, but if you're driving brand new cars and have big houses and you've got lots of debt, good luck. That is stressful, I think. 519-792-2559. Somebody says, going to retire in 5 weeks, take a year off, and maybe do something part-time after that. Started RRSPs early. $50, right? Out of sight, out of mind. Nowadays, try to put more in, but depends on other expenses. Somebody said at the age of 71, I have three ex-wives, and I have to work. Washed all my RRSPs, have to work till 5 years after I'm dead. Well, yep, you're going to be going. You're in for the long haul. Maybe you should have stopped after two. I don't know, just a thought. 519-792-2559.
Listen to AM 800 CKLW by downloading